All right, my pleasure now to bring back St. John's Prep coach Brian St. Pierre. And coach, not the way you wanted to end the football season, but not a bad game and not a bad season. I know it's not what you wanted, but maybe a quick wrap on the BC game, and then we can sort of look at some highlights and make some projections.
Hey, Rick, thanks for having me on. Yeah, it was a tough season for us. We finished 3-4. Below expectations, certainly around here, but given the year, I think bigger picture was the fact that we got a full slate in all seven games. Our kids got to play. Our seniors got to go out with their teammates. So I think you kind of have to draw it back a little bit and kind of be grateful for what we did have, which was the maximum amount of games and the maximum amount of time to be together. So we accomplished both of those. Certainly would have liked a few more wins, but playing the schedule we do with a young team, it was tough. We competed every week, and I think we got better, and I think we'll be better for it.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask you. I mean, you probably do have the toughest schedule, the Catholic Conference, my goodness. But coaches talk about it, and you did too, about improving, and you know, you're teaching the kids as much experience as they may have had. Do you feel, how do you assess that, coach, at the end of the year now? How do you take a look and see, well, okay, where you started and where you ended up in terms of what the kids learned and how you wanted them to perform?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great question. We went into this season, we knew very little about a lot of our team. So it was very much, and then you go in and it's an abbreviated camp and it's abbreviated preseason. So we went into season actual games not knowing much about this group. We know a ton about the group coming back. We'll have a lot of guys back, which will help strengthen weaknesses and kind of knowing where we're a little deficient and where we're pretty good. So I think just having that feel going into the summer and having a full summer and then a full training camp to prepare will be a lot better this year going forward. So that's what I'm alluding to, and we'll be better for having gone through what we went through. Catholic Conference was loaded as it usually is, but there was a lot of veteran teams too. So that's a tough act for anybody try and step into. So I thought our kids really competed, and we learned a lot about them.
Yeah, across the board on the North Shore anyway, the veteran teams were the ones that finished on top without a doubt. Coach, how do you adjust, or what are you doing to adjust in terms of your summer regimen for the kids? Because ordinarily you'd be sending out, I'm sure, all kinds of instructions, you know, after Thanksgiving or after the Super Bowl. And I don't know if you've done that already prior to Fall 2 here, but what do you do now?
Well, everything's accelerated. Usually at the end of the season, I kind of try and draw back and let them get away from me a little bit, because they spend so much time with you summer through the fall. And, you know, you just want to kind of give them that separation, let them move on to either their winter sports or just kind of getting back focused on the other things in their life. Prior to starting to ramp up kind of late spring into summer the following year, this year it'll be so accelerated given the time. You know, we're under 4 months out probably right now.
Yeah, yeah.
So, it's going to be accelerated. They know that. We've talked about that. It's going to be a big summer for us. We'll hopefully, it's seeming to trend in that direction that we'll have less restrictions, so we'll be able to work out a little bit more normally this summer, which would be great for our kids because we place a large emphasis on that in our program. So we're looking forward to that.
Yeah, looking like things are opening up. And coach, anything special for your seniors as they get away now?
In terms of
just in terms of celebration, looking back, you know, the end of their career and so on, because you didn't get to do anything last year. At least the spring sports didn't get to do anything, and you know, ordinarily you have breakup dinners or banquets or whatever.
Yeah, unfortunately, we won't be able to do that. We made the whole last week. We made the whole season about them, but we made the whole last week of our season about them, and we kind of have our traditions that we do, and those are certainly amplified this year for this group. They went through a lot. It was also a very successful group. They leave here winning, going 24-6 in their sophomore, junior, and senior year.
Wow.
So
okay.
State titles. That's pretty heady company around here. So, pretty accomplished class. And, you know, I'm glad. I'm just happy that they got to go out and at least play and have a seven-game season versus not having anything, because that would have been tragic.
All right. Finally, coach, I'm sorry. Yeah. You know, I'm hearing that from coaches and kids in particular. But how do you select captains going into a season?
We do it team. It's merit-based, based off the team. We let the players decide that.
Mm-hmm.
I believe one of my greatest honors as a football player was being elected captain both in high school and college by my peers. So I've always believed in that. I don't believe in the coaches just kind of picking who they think it mm-hmm. should be. I want the kids to have investment in it and be part of the decision. So we've always done that here. So
yeah.
Taking over.
Well, it's a great tradition and a great a goal-setting thing for kids because of the responsibility and so on when a coach does that. So appreciate that. Brian, I can't thank you enough, man, for taking the time with me this season. I really appreciate it. I look forward to talking to you again in a couple of months. Good luck this summer, and we'll talk again soon.
Well, thanks, Rick. Thanks for all you do for high school football and to promote it. It's a great game, and we always enjoy being able to talk with you.
You're very kind, Coach. Thank you very much. Be safe. Be well.
Thank you.
Take care, Brian. That is Brian St. Pierre, who is the head football coach at St. John's Prep. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.